213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous, Mrs. Orienti. Hi, Orienti. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yes, fine. I'm really good tonight. It's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on 213 Rock Show, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. And thank you for accepting my interview request.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So, Orienti, your new album called O starts like a begin engine of a very good hard rock sound with the track Contagious. Your voice is very emotional on the big wall of guitars.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you. I mean, that track, it's funny, was one of the first tracks, apart from Rescue Me, was the first track written. That was like the second track. And I just had that riff and I had the guitar detuned. And I said to Marty Fredrickson, who's the producer, I'm like, let's just make this super heavy and crazy. So we layered the guitars. And yeah, it was a lot of fun making this record. And I hope people like it. You know, we had a blast making it in like 28 days, the whole album.
Yes, effectivement, notamment en 28 jours qu'ils ont enregistré l'album. Ça démarre avec le titre Contagious, qui est un super titre de hard rock star, notamment avec un gros mur de heavy, avec une voix, une belle voix, très émotionnelle notamment. Ouais, il déchire ce titre, il est vraiment très très bon quoi. Et puis, ouais, ça déchire quoi. And I like that song, I like this attitude. You give the best of yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, this whole record has a bit of a different attitude, you know, from the last one I made. And, you know, as I said, it was a lot of fun making it because we made it really fast. It was made in a month and it was actually done last year. So, you know, it's just, it kind of feels, it's weird to have an album out and not tour it. You know, it's really bizarre. So I can't wait until the world is better and I can come back over to France and perform again. I love it over there. I've had some great times with Alice Cooper and, you know, when I was over there with Richie Sambora, we did RSO thing. And you know, I just love it over there. It's a beautiful place. And what? Great crowds. You guys love rock and roll.
Okay, en tout cas, elle a pris du temps incroyable, en tout cas, à enregistrer cet album notamment. Elle l'a fait aussi avec Richie Sambora, vous l'avez entendu, hein, parce que là, ce soir, des classiques, des gros, gros artistes vont être mentionnés. C'est un truc de malade, quoi. Et puis, en même temps, elle a pris un temps, un plaisir incroyable à le faire, quoi. And the first single from the new album, O, is Sinner's Hymn. This track has a good dynamic rock style. The guitar are sometimes heavy, sometimes clear. Your voice and the snare drums get along very well. The sound is very modern and on very captivating choruses. You tapped off everything.
Oh, well, no, thank you. That guitar riff I had, I was messing around with my octave pedal, my octave fuzz pedal, and then I put the bass on there, and I just wanted that heavy. I was listening to a lot of, like, Buddy Guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I was listening to a lot of Buddy Guy and kind of, you know, ZZ Top and a bunch of different stuff, and Hendrix, of course. I always listen to Hendrix, but, you know, I kind of wanted to have, like, a really, you know, sort of monstrous riff, and then the chorus came in, and you know, it was so much fun doing that track because it was basically guitars, bass, and drums. That's it, really, you know.
Ouais.
And yeah, we had that real sort of band of gypsies sort of feel to it, you know.
Ouais, effectivement, hein, il y a le titre notamment Sinner's Hymn qui est le single, donc issu, premier single issu de cet album en tout cas, qui est très dynamique aussi, très rock style notamment, et puis il y a sa voix qui est bien calée aussi avec notamment avec la caisse claire. Derrière, il y a un jeu, hein, notamment si vous écoutez bien le titre, le son est très moderne, c'est captivant, elle a pensé à tout, vous le dis, hein, c'est passionnant, c'est vraiment très très passionnant. On your social networks, your fans are of different nationalities are super happy. The message are very positive to you.
Yeah, you know, social media has been pretty good to me in regards to the album. I haven't had any horrendous reviews, so that's good. That's always nice. Yeah, people are liking it, which is great, and I'm just really happy because when you make music, when you make art, you know, you want people to connect with it and listen to it and enjoy it. So it's wonderful to have that sort of reception, you know, with this album.
Ouais.
I'm really pleased.
Effectivement, la réception de cet album est vraiment très importante, notamment les commentaires positifs sont nombreux, notamment si vous allez sur les réseaux sociaux, vous lisez les messages, les fans à l'intention donc d'Orienti, c'est juste génial quoi, c'est vraiment incroyable quoi, c'est très très heureux quoi. And you change your style with the bluesy track called Rescue Me. Your voice is even more bluesy in the depth of blues, and suddenly a big guitar sounds comes out of your fingers, and the guitar solo and the harmonica hits everything. Boom! Slam dunk! It's amazing!
you know, that was so fun. That track was actually the first track I wrote with Marty for the album. Mm-hmm. And it was all acoustic. And then when I went back in to re-record, you know, we went back in and recorded the whole album again and everything.
Okay.
That was just a demo. And I was like, let's make this super heavy. Let's just like, you know, kind of surprise people with like a riff. So it was like unexpected, you know. And, that's what happened, and that's what we did, and we put this kind of crazy sort of possessed harmonica player, you know, soloing over it, and that track is actually, you know, it's a positive track. It's basically saying about you got to rescue yourself out of situations. It's not a desperate song saying I need to be rescued. It's actually quite empowering. It's like going, you know what, I got to get myself out of this place, so the only person that can rescue me is me, you know. So yeah, that's kind of what the song's about. So a lot of fun.
Ouais, effectivement, Rescue Me est aussi une histoire personnelle, hein, vous l'avez entendu, notamment, elle s'est perdue, etc. Bon, c'est une histoire personnelle notamment, mais le titre est très important, le titre, hein, lorsque vous l'écouterez, il y a une voix bluesy, c'est profond, et puis tout d'un coup, il y a un gros mur de riff, de guitare et tout comme ça, qui sort de ses doigts en feu, avec un solo derrière, et un solo d'harmonica, ouais, c'est juste cool, quoi. Ça tape, ça cogne très très fort, donc ouais, c'est vraiment génial, ça c'est très très bon, ouais. And Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue also wrote lyrics of you. Oh yeah,
I know, he's such a great lyricist. He sent me through me and Marty the lyrics from Streams of Consciousness, and you know, Nikki Sixx and his wife, I met actually backstage at Alice Cooper show. I was jamming with Alice Cooper at the Hollywood Bowl here in LA, and we just started talking, and then I don't know, I was exchanging like text messages with Nikki's wife, and then I was talking about making a record, and then I said, hey, if Nikki's up for collab, that'd be awesome. Kind of just putting it out there, you know, I was going to work with a ton of people. And then he wrote back and said, absolutely. And I was like, that's awesome. And he sent through some lyrics. And I was like, wow, that's freaking cool. And we had a lot of fun putting that track together. And I think it turned out really cool. I love the way that Nikki has painted, you know, the dark picture of LA, you know, and it's very, I don't know, it's really different and dark and edgy, and it's kind of like a dark Bowie lyric, so hope people like that track.
Effectivement, sur le titre Streams Consciousness, notamment Nikki Sixx lui a envoyé les paroles, notamment elle l'a rencontré lors d'un concert d'Alice Cooper il y a quelques années, ils sont restés très amis effectivement, et ça c'est vraiment génial, c'est vraiment une marque de gratitude en tout cas qu'a fait Nikki Sixx pour elle, elle est vraiment très très heureuse quoi. And finally, on the very good songs will follow, such as Blow, Sorry, Crawling Out of the Dark, Impulsive, and Company. That's great songs too, okay? And finally, yes, and finally, Moonwalker is clearly a tribute to Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's funny. It actually isn't a tribute to Michael Jackson.
Really?
A lot of people, no, it's not actually. You know, that lyric was actually, I was writing that with Marty, and then my friend Lindsay Garrett came in, and she's like, she had the title.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, of course, she's like, oh, you know, people are going to say it's about Michael. It's actually about not facing reality. And I actually wrote it about not only myself, but different people, and how we don't deal with things in front of us. And we kind of run away from either problems or situations. And we have to come back down to earth, you know, sometimes, because we keep on running and we keep on distracting ourselves. And that builds up a lot of stuff, you know. So you just got to face your problems or face the things in front of you, and then you can make peace with life and everything. So that's kind of what it's all about, really. It's just mm-hmm. You know, I could have called it Sunwalker or Jupiter Walker, but Moonwalker has a better ring to it. So
okay,
but you know, it definitely, a lot of people are like, oh, that track's about, you know, Michael, or certain relationship songs on the album are about different relationships I've had publicly. So. But you know what? They're not. They're and the thing is, when I write songs, it's usually they are personal, but at the same time, sometimes they're it's my story or it's other people's story too, and so that's kind of what that track is about. So.
Ok, donc effectivement, donc le Moonwalker, donc elle précise, hein, c'est pas un tribute à Michael Jackson effectivement, mais l'idée, elle est claire, quoi. C'est une autre histoire, tout à fait une autre histoire, mais c'est aussi une bonne idée de l'avoir fait en tout cas. C'est vraiment cool, quoi. But on stage, you were so close to him on This Is It, on Beat It. Wow, I saw the solo. It was great.
Oh no, thank you. Yeah, working with Michael was just incredible. I mean, I don't know. Great, one of the greatest entertainers on earth, and he left us way too soon, and I'm just honored to have the chance to work with him.
Ouais, effectivement, travailler avec Michael Jackson, c'est juste énorme, quoi. Et aussi faire le solo de Van Halen, c'est juste quelque chose de fantastique. You know, I love the song called Thriller. Thriller is an amazing song. It's a metal song.
Yeah,
I mean, Thriller. I said Thriller. Thriller is a very metal song, I think, of Michael Jackson's in vibe. I say the vibe.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like it's close to midnight and something is birds looking in the dark under the moonlight. You see the side that are about to stop your heart.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love it too. And on the end of the song is darkness fall across the land. The midnight hour is closed at the hands. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. I love it.
You got it. I love it.
I was, like. Yeah, I was so young when I bought the album Thriller, and I was afraid about that.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I'll let you cut that down.
Ouais, effectivement. Quoi. Awesome. Yes. Arianti, back, please, in 2 years, for Radio Free America album that you recorded with Mr. Richie Sambora, Bon Jovi ex guitar player, and Bob Rock as producer. What a fantastic team.
Yeah, that record we're really proud of. And you know, we didn't get a real chance to kind of tour it, but. You know, we leave the door open for that, and Richie's got his solo record coming out, I've got mine, and we support each other in that, and it's all good. You know, as I said, great working with Bob Rock, and we wrote a lot of good songs on that record,
ouais.
And I'm really proud of it, as I said.
Effectivement, il y a 2 ans, elle a enregistré l'album Radio Free America avec Richie Sambora, Bon Jovi, ex-Bon Jovi, donc guitariste de Bon Jovi et Bob Rock en tant que producteur. C'est vraiment fantastique. And I love the track Take Me, which is very fine, very Californian in the vein of Quentin Tarantino, I think.
Yeah, that's a great track for sure. I love that one.
Great track, yes. And you know what? Rock music, Orienti. Rock music will always have something wonderful to offer. Oh yeah.
Oh my God, absolutely. You know, I grew up on rock music and blues and pop and all that, but I mean, there's nothing like, you know, playing a rock show. Or going to a rock show. Yeah, I miss going to concerts right now.
Effectively.
I'm going a bit mad because I can't, you know, I can't play shows, but I can't attend shows either. So, you know, it's crazy times for sure.
Ouais, effectivement, c'est la folie, le rock'n'roll, elle le dit, Crazy Times notamment. And you have worked on many collaborations and projects in your career. Alice Cooper, Michael Jackson, Richie Sambora, Carrie Underwood, and Steve Vai on the track called Highly Strung. Oh yeah, I really like your duet with Steve Vai and all his passions and Warfarer and Whitesnake Full for Your Loving clip video vibes with your very rock side, all mixes it very well.
Oh, you know what? I absolutely loved collaborating with Steve Vai. You know, he's like an uncle to me. I've known Steve since I was 14 years old, you know, so that's it was half my life. And, you know, he's just such a great person and great guitar player. And we did that song real fast. You know, Highly Strung was actually recorded at Steve's house. You know, those guitars are actually the demo guitars that you hear on that record. And what an incredible guitar player.
Yes. Yeah, they both. The mix it mixes very well. Your style and his style. Oh yeah.
You know, he's such a monster guitar player that I just try to keep up. I mean, but I can't. You know, so I just kind of do my thing and it's fun. It really is, and I learn so much.
Alors effectivement. Oui, effectivement. Donc, il y a quelques années, elle a enregistré donc sur un titre, notamment Highly Strong, notamment avec Steve Vai. Et Steve Vai est venu dans son clip vélo avec tout son style Passion of Warrior et son style de Full Fire Loving, la façon clip vidéo, donc dans Whitesnake notamment, avec sa dégaine, etc. Toute la classe, notamment d'Orienti, et puis tous les deux comme ça sur le clip vidéo. Je vous invite à aller sur YouTube. Hein, vraiment génial. Allez voir ce clip qui s'appelle Highly Strong. Et juste fantastique. Il est vraiment très, très bon, quoi. So, Orienti, I saw this morning on your Instagram account, you have posted a very nice acoustic song of your memory of your grandfather.
Yeah, you know, I was writing that song, I guess a couple of weeks ago, I think. And I decided to put up a bit of it. It's funny because I put up stuff on my Instagram and then I pull it down because I'm like, oh, what do you guys think of this? And I put it up and pull it down. It's just the thing that I do. And I decided to just pick up an acoustic and put it up there.
Ouais, effectivement.
You know, I'll probably put it down pretty soon, but you know, it's going to be recorded. I'm actually working on my next record and other songs right now, so.
Ouais, effectivement, ce matin, elle a posté hein, sur son compte Instagram, notamment, un petit passage acoustique où elle chante et tout pour son grand-père, en tournant hommage à son grand-père. C'est juste, c'est très émouvant. Je vous invite à aller sur son compte Instagram, notamment, donc I Am Orienti, allez voir. C'est vraiment très bien, quoi. C'est très cool si vous passez un bon moment, en tout cas, quoi. I wish with all my heart that we'll be able to see you in stage in France in next 2 years.
Oh, I can't wait. Honestly, I have a lot of friends over there.
Yes.
I cannot wait to visit again. It's a beautiful place. And yeah, I hope to see you. No. Absolutely.
Okay.
That could be early next year. We never know, right?
Effectivement, qu'elle a hâte de venir. Elle a pas mal de fans, en tout cas. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your love and support. It means a lot to me. And thank you for your kind messages about my new album, Oh. Can't wait to visit France again. Had a blast. I mean, I have a blast every time I'm over there playing shows. So thank you guys. Thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. Much love.
Effectivement. Donc c'était donc Orienti ce soir avec nous en direct. Vous avez entendu son message. And you have some message from Algeria, from Zineb. You have some message from Jasmine, from Miriam, from Tunisia, and some people of Paris and people of Spain. That's really cool. Oh yeah. They tell you hello, Orienti.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I love them all. And I love touring over in Europe. I really do. Nothing like the crowds in Europe. I mean, you know, just such great energy. So, can't wait to come over there.
Okay. Tout de suite, en musique sur 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Orienti, Sinners Inn sur 213 Rock. Thank you very much for the interview. It was awesome. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Ok, Orienti sur 213 Rock, continuons en musique, Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio.
Window.
Years, The Black Station, Vinny Times, The Classic Rock Orienti. Yes, 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 vous avez entendu Orienti, Sinners In, en tout cas, ils étaient en direct avec nous ce soir. Le single continue avec Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons, Le Bound to Roam sur 213 Rock, extrait de l'album We Are the Bastards, disponible notamment en écoute.